Tess Vov Kislev, Thursday the 15th of December, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Sebag, Kibbutz of Va'im.
Say that no halachic lemaisa should be taken from this shir. First of all, because especially in these yonim, even the smallest detail that changed can make a very big difference and drastically alter the halachic landscape. First of all. And yeah, I'm also not qualified to be a psak. So I'm just discussing the sugya. It's well known that Moshe Feinstein used to say that people ask him shilas from across the halachic spectrum. But there's two areas where people rarely ask shilas. He rarely got shilas. First, one was hilchas tzedakah, and the other one was hilchas kibud avim. Because very often people feel that they're able to pasken their own shilas when it comes to these things, where in actual fact there can often be a great deal of halachic intricacy. So I wanted to discuss a few scenarios, Be'ezras Hashem, from the sources. The first case I wanted to discuss was a father who was unfortunately become somewhat, he grew older, he became a little bit infirm, and he asked his son, he wasn't willing to go into a care home, and he asked his son, he told his son, I'd like you to be my full-time carer. The son said, what do you mean? I have a job, I have a family, I have responsibilities, I can't just stop, I can't drop everything and be a full-time carer. The father opens a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that a child is mechuv and kibud av eim, and he's mechuv to mespatul melachta. He's mechuv to quit, not work and lose money because of it, with almost no limit. Meaning, there's a machlekes, there's a discussion whether it has to literally bring him to the point where your mamash doesn't have any money for today's bread, or if he has basic parnasa and only extras, he's certainly mechuv to do so. So, lecha'ira, this father has the right, is within his rights in demanding from his son to, if the son has basic parnasa, this father is within his rights to demand from his son to be his full time carer. Yeah. Next scenario, the child lives in Eretz Yisrael. The father's coming to visit, and he asks the son, please meet me at the airport. Please be there at the airport to meet me. The son says, I'm happy to come to meet you. But to get to the airport, I have to organize a transport. That transport costs money. And open the Shulchan Aruch, Kibud Av V'Eim Mishal Av. The son does not have to pay out money for kibud av eim. So I don't have to come to the airport unless you pay for the cost of the transport. Even more so, a father would like his son to write him letters to call him up. Is the son able to say, I'm unable to do so unless you pay for the phone calls, unless you pay for the cost of the postage? It sounds ridiculous, but kibud av eim Mishal Av means that the son is not mechuyav to spend any money. Is this the case? So, I just want to look a little bit at the sources. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, what is kibud? Machil, umashke, malbish, umachase, machnis, umoitzi. Give him to eat, give him to drink, help him get dressed. Bring him to places. So the Gemara has a question. Yiboyelahu, Mishel mi? Who has to pay for this? Rashi explains. Mishel mi machil mashkehu machavdoi. From whose pocket does this kavod of which we speak? From whose pocket does it have to come? So there's a machlokes. As we know, we pass in Mishaa. And the Gemara asks two questions on the opinion Mishaa. The first thing the Gemara brings a brisa, which the brisa seems to say very clearly that you're mechuyav to spend money, kavod es Hashem v'hoincha, and we compare this to kavod zavicha v'imecha. And so it would appear to be very clear that you have to spend money. So how can the man of Omar, how can the Amora say Mishaa if the brisa says you do have to spend money, b'chesrin kis? So the Gemara says that the Shita Mishaav will tell you that this refers to what we mentioned earlier, bitul melacha, that even though he doesn't have to actually take money out of his pocket, but he's mechuyav to give up of his time, which will eventually end up bitul melacha, he will end up losing money. So he's going to be losing money, but he doesn't actually have to take the money out of his pocket. The second question the Gemara asks is from a brisa, another brisa. And this brisa, without going into the ins and outs, this brisa says that one can give kibbut. If the father doesn't have money, the child is able to give his maisa oni. He's allowed to give his maisa oni to the father. So the Gemara asks on the other manda omar, if you hold Michel Ben, how could it be that the father is allowed, because we know you can only give tzedakah, you can only use your tzedakah money for something which you don't have a chiyuv. But if a person is mechuyuv to do something, whatever we are mechuyuv to do, one can't spend maisa oni, one can't give maisa money for this. So how can the brisa say that you can give your tzedakah money? If you hold Michel Ab, it's very good because you don't have to take money out of your pocket. But if you hold Michel Ben, so you're anyway mechuyuv to take money out of your pocket. So how can you spend your maisa money? Says the Gemara, lo tzricha lahadofa. That means that the chiyuv kibud Michel Ben only obligates you to take a certain amount of money out of your pocket. Rashi says midah beinanis, an average amount of money, but the extras which your father needs, and he needs them to the extent that you're allowed to spend tzedakah money. And there are times when, for luxuries, one can legitimately give tzedakah money if the person has reasonably gotten himself used to those luxuries, and now he needs them. And he's got to the point where he needs them, one can spend tzedakah money. So that's the difference between Michel Ben and tzedakah. The father needs them, he has a legitimate need for them, but the chiyuv Michel Ben, to take money out of your pocket, that's only average. So your tzedakah money, where does the tzedakah money come in? That's for the extras, which your tzedakah money does qualify for. The need is legitimate to be allowed to use tzedakah money for it. There's two questions on this Gemara. The Chazanish asks both of them. The first thing is that we know all the way, what is Bechlal the discussion over here in the Gemara? We know one spends money on mitzvahs. There's klolim, you've got mitzaseh, you've got an esrog, you're supposed to spend ad chomesh menachosov. What is the discussion over here? All of a sudden we've got this mitzaseh of kibud avim, all of a sudden we have this shaila. Do I have to spend money? Don't I have to spend money? Why is it different to any mitzvah? What's going on? Why is it different? That's the first point, the Chazanish's first question. The second question is that ask the Chazanish, if a person, if the opinion who holds Michel Ben holds that you have to take money out of your pocket and give it to your father, so, and the father has a legitimate need, and the proof of that is that you're allowed to spend tzedakah money on that. So why does Michel Ben not require you to spend it because of COVID? Why is the person allowed to use his tzedakah money if it's a legitimate need? I mean, the father needs it. So the son should be paying for it from his pocket because of the chiyuv kibud, not because of tzedakah. He can't use tzedakah money for that. Even the shita Michel Av, that means that the son does not have to take money out of his pocket to pay for kibud avim. But there's a shiltus which the Rishonim bring, and there's a big question how to understand the shiltus. If the father is penniless, if he does not have any money at all, and the son is a man of means, Seder Rishonim, that even the man de Omar, Mishel Av, even if you hold it, you don't have to spend money on Kibud Avim, but in this case, you do have to spend money on Kibud Avim. There's a question, there's a discussion among the Rishonim, why is that? The Rif and many other Shittas say that it's Tzedakah again. Because as we know, in Tzedakah there's Kedimas, and one's father is the highest on the list. And therefore, if the son has got money, and the father doesn't have money, we're going to force the son to give his stock of money to his father, because the father is the highest on the list of priorities. Or follow then, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch passed, or follow then that if, for whatever reason, the son is potter from giving tzedakah, he doesn't have to give tzedakah, then he won't have to give his father, even if he doesn't have. However, many Rishonim, there's a smak, and the smak which the Bach quotes, and the Marshal brings the Tosfos Yeshanim, that possibly this is the opinion of Tosfos as well, that when the father doesn't have money, or the son does have money, we're not discussing tzedakah. We go back to kibbud. That means even the man, the Omar Mishal Av, holds that sometimes kibbud Avaim does require a person to put his hand in his pocket and give to his father. The question is, Bimonoshach, if he holds that kibbud is not something which we have to spend money on, so what happened now that the father doesn't have money? Why did the circumstances change the mitzvah of kibbud? Whatever the mitzvah of kibbud is it a mitzvah which you do spend or which you don't spend? Why do circumstances change the mitzvah of kibbud? So to explain this, this pshat is alluded to in the Chazon Ish as well. The question is, let's go back to the first question. What is the Gemara wondering about? Do we pay? Don't we pay? Why is it different to any mitzvah? So the answer is, of course it's not different to any mitzvah. The question, the discussion in the Gemara is, you have to, how are you mechaber with your father? You give him food, you give him to drink, you clothe him. Is it included in honoring one's father to supply the food, the drink, etc.? Is that included in the honour which one is supposed to give one's father? Or is that not included in the honour? We're discussing here, what is the mitzvah? Not, do I have to spend money on a mitzvah? We're discussing, what is the honour required? What is it? What am I supposed to do? So if the mitzvah is to spend money, then obviously that is the chiyuv, you're supposed to spend money. The question is, the mitzvah might be that the whole mitzvah is not to spend money. That means, for example, an esrog, the mitzvah is to shake the esrog. You have to spend money to get an esrog. But here, we're trying to work out, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to be mechabit him through spending money? Or is the mitzvah to be mechabit him without spending money? Once we've determined what the mitzvah is, then we will obviously slip it back into the regular klolim which we know about mitzvahs. Perhaps it could well be that kibud avim is even more chomer than other mitzvahs. We find that in some cases the child is actually mechuv to go around asking for donations for his father. So really, the man d'or mishal av is not saying that kibud avim is more kal than other mitzvahs, in that you don't have to spend money on it. But he's defining to you the mitzvah. He's saying the mitzvah is not the spending of the money. The mitzvah is the giving him of the drink, the helping him get dressed, helping him get up, the providing of those things. That is not included in the mitzvah.
Yeah, so you're just saying, you can find the mitzvah, you don't need to spend money.
Sorry?
You can find the essence, you don't need to spend money.
If you can find it. Right, yeah, absolutely. If you can find it, you don't have to spend on it.
Same as
but if you need to spend on it,
yeah,
then you have to add chemish.
It's the same as kibbutz avim.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. 100%. The mitzvah of kibbud avim is according to Anu Shalav, be mechabit. How you get that? If you need to spend money to get that, you have to spend money. Going back to the cases we discussed, we'll answer the next question. We asked that if the father actually needs the money, so why does the opinion who holds Mishal Ben not require you to give him all his requirements? Why is there a limitation to an average level? And you don't have to give him the extra part. The part, even though which he legitimately needs, this extra part. The Horaya, you can give him from Tzedakah money. So why is the Mada on Mishal Ben not required? Because again, what the Mada on Mishal Ben is, he's defining the mitzvah. The mitzvah is kibbud. Kibbud, honouring one's father by supplying food and drink, by supplying, that goes up to a point. That there's a point where it's no longer honour, where it's Now I'm giving him. Now I'm supplying him with his needs. We've left the realms of honor. We've gone into the realms of giving. Kibbutz Aim, whether it's Mishal Av, whether it's Mishal Ben, has never required you to give to your father. That's tzedakah. He's top of the list of your tzedakah list. He's top of the list of your tzedakah priorities. But Kibbutz Aim never required you to give him tzedakah. It required you to honor him. The discussion Mishal Av, Mishal Ben is what constitutes honor.
Whatever he needs, you've got to feed him something Monday, Thursday, or Friday, or Shabbos.
Right. But you can give him. You can give him every day an average level. If he needs Scotch whiskey.
If he needs more, because remember, this costs more than money. Whatever it
needs. So again, it depends.
Not keep it up,
because if he's accustomed himself to luxury, which he needs, but it doesn't fall into the realms of honor. Honor is that I give him an average amount of what an average amount. That's why I'm mechuyev to mitzad to honoring him.
When it comes to oni, even a whole school and something.
Absolutely, that's right, and that's what you'll have to do. You'll have to take from your tzedakah money for that. But the kovod money, the kovod doesn't depend on what he fulfilling his needs. Kovod depends on what is considered an average level of honor. It's honor. It's not nesina. It's not giving. It's not donation. However, this now we can understand that when the father doesn't have any money and he's poor, so if he's in a situation where he's lacking, then even the Mando Omar Mishal Av will say that kovod requires you to give him, to keep him going, to not let him starve. That means it's not stocker anymore, because when the father is actually lacking, when the father's actually missing, he doesn't have his basics. So the Madol Mishal Av could be, according to some Rishonim, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim, could be that then you're not Mechuyev, we're not talking about stock anymore, because to leave the father in a situation where he doesn't have the very basics, and even an average level of sustenance, that could be, goes back into Kovod. So going back to the scenarios we discussed, the Chayra, if we're discussing the father being the full-time care of the father, we have to look at it through the lens. What is this? Is this kovod, or is this giving, or is this nesina? Is this tzedakah? I once discussed this with a big gaon in Eretz Yisrael, with Mordechai Goldstein, and he told me that the Chayra would seem that something which a normal person would hire a carer. Would hire a person, which is something which one takes money for, which is really, so what the father really needs is a helper. It's not that his honor is lacking. He can't function on a daily basis. So what he really needs is, he needs a worker. He needs a worker to do his laundry, for his basic functioning. He needs really a worker. So when we're looking, when what he's asking from his son is really, instead of me hiring a worker, you be my worker. Possibly, the Chayra would seem that's not covered anymore. Then he needs it. Yeah, he'll be top on the list of tzedakah. He'll be top of your tzedakah priorities. But is that can he demand that as covered? You're right. I'm not taking any money out of my pocket. So we're really handling the original Mishal Av. You know. If it's covered, if this constitutes covered, I have to drop my work, possibly, or definitely extras I have to drop and go and do this. But if it's not covered, it's what the father really needs is a worker, and he's asking me to fulfill the position of a worker, so that's really tzedakah.
Sorry, I have a fear to feed him, let's say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm so to speak, I don't have to do that because there is a carer there.
Right.
So I'm saving myself.
Very good. Right. So it depends. It depends. That means you're not mechuyev to be his full-time carer. You're not mechuyev to do his washing.
I'm saying, who says that I'm not? Well, maybe I am. That was a shala.
Yeah. The definition of kovod. The definition of kovod is honor. Honor means, the Gemara defines honor as giving him to eat, giving him to drink, malbish, manu, machlis, weitzi. Even that is only doing it in a way, l'chayra, it's only doing it in a way which one normally honors a person with. To something which one would normally employ somebody to for his daily functioning, that's the job of a carer. There's a difference between the honor which one gives to serve somebody a drink as an honor, or when he's not basically functioning. So it could be there'll be mitzvah kibbutz to come in once a day and serve him his coffee, or come in twice a day and serve him his coffee. That's a kavod, that's an honor. But to help him with his basic functioning, possibly that's already the job of a carer. That's already the job of, you know, basic functioning. Besides the fact that kavod is limited to those things, that means to do his washing, to do his ironing, that's already could be, it's beyond the realms of the ikachiyum of kavod. Obviously, everything that one does, everything that one adds, is always a mitzvah, and it's a tremendous mitzvah. I'm discussing now what is the bechi of meikadim. I want to go the other way around. Can the son say to the father, "I don't have to take a taxi to the, I don't have to take a taxi to the airport to meet you"? So I discussed this also with Ramadhan. He told me, "What do you mean? The father needs to get home. He should take a cab. The son's not his cab driver. He should take a cab." But I think, l'chayra, again, this is all, I would like to qualify that. I think it depends what the father's asking for. If the father's asking for transport home, then the son's not a cab driver. He can't demand the son to be his taxi driver. But on the other hand, if what the father really wants is someone to meet him at the airport, is the kavod of having his son standing waiting at the airport, then he's asking for a completely different thing. He's not asking for, we're not discussing here transport home. We're discussing, you know, the father wants to feel welcome. That is basic kavod. And it could be, I'd like to suggest possibly that the son is mechuyav to pay for this kavod. Because this is like the esrog. You've got, the father's asking, I would like this kavod. And the son needs to pay money to be able to supply him with a kavod. We're not discussing giving him something and paying for something which the father needs.
It's not covered.
And look at all these things, sending letters, making phone calls, even though they cost a little bit of money, and you know, why can't we say this is Michel Arab, I don't have to pay for it, I don't have to spend the money on the phone call, I don't have to spend anything. The answer is you've got a chiyuv covered. Now, that's your estrog. Now you have to pay money, you're responsible to have the estrog to be able to give the kavod. So then it could be then that you're mechuyav to spend money. There's a story. I recently, yesterday actually, I saw a story which seems to be quoted absolutely everywhere. Shem Reb Chaim Brisk, that somebody approached Reb Chaim, somebody lived in Brisk, and he approached Reb Chaim, and he said to him, "My father, I live in Brisk, my father lives in Varsha. And there's a train journey from Brisk to Varsha. And I don't want to pay, I want to the kibbutz, but I don't want to pay the money to visit for the train to the
reality. Yeah,
I don't
want to.
No,
he was saying that my father ought to pay the train journey.
For me, yeah, to visit him.
That's right, it's his responsibility, out. Right? It's his responsibility. So Reb Chaim said to him, "Who asked you to go by train? Walk. You want to go by train? That's easy. It's your luxury. Pay for yourself." So it would seem to me that this story, the Reb Chaim had a different understanding of the Gemara because it's only because I actually checked this up with somebody who's in the know. He told me that from Brisk to Varsha is a 41-hour walk.
Oh.
It's 202 kilometers from modern-day Brisk to modern-day Warsaw. I think it's, yeah, hasn't changed much. 202 kilometers. 41 hours, yeah. It would seem that Reb Chaim had a different understanding of the Gemara, because It's only because he was able to walk it. Yeah, it's a two-day walk, but it's B'chadesh Yasu, I suppose. So it's only because he was able to walk it that Reb Chaim told him, you can walk it. And now that you don't want to walk it, so pay for, you should be paying for the luxury of going by train yourself. It's your luxury. It's nothing to do with your Chaim's kibbutz. But what if, theoretically, it would be in Eretz Yisrael, yeah? You can't walk across the water. You can't. You have to pay for transport. Or the father needs something by a certain time. And you have to pay. There's no option of doing it begufa. No option of doing it physically. You have to actually pay the money. Then it would appear, it would seem, from the sister there, I would agree, right, then the father is responsible to pay. According to what we're saying, this is not the case, because the father needs kibbutz. There's the esrog across, there's an esrog in the next town. There's the lulav in the next town. And I have to pay money like every other mitzvah to go and buy the lulav. I don't understand why should kibbutz davar be less than any other mitzvah. The truth is that this story is anyway difficult because the poskim, the chayodim, is remains in the tzarachia about whether stamzay. What happens if you've got an esrog in the next town? I'm mechuyev to pack your bags and go for a 41-hour walk to get an esrog or not? It's the tzarachia in the poskim. Moshe Shtemach brings that the Chazon Ish and the Briskrov had a discussion about this during the war, whether mechuyev to go to the next town to get an esrog. It's not clear at all. The Chayodim says maybe if you can go and come on the same day, then you're mechuyev to do it. But that, from Warsaw to Brisk by far on the same day, definitely there's no way one could do that. So it's somewhat difficult. How could Reb Chaim tell you mechuyev to go yourself? Because it could be our mitzvah of kibbutz anyway, not mechuyev. I just want to finish off very quickly. The Gemara in Kedushin says that the Umas HaOlam, when they heard the Dibros, they said, "Ach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it for his own covet. He's doing it for his own covet. Given Sha'amah Kibbutz Avayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to Kibbutz Avayim, Hodu LeDibros Rishonim." Then they said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing it for his own covet. What did they see in Kibbutz Avayim? It's not clear. What have they seen in Kibbutz Avayim? That now they appreciated that Noichiv L'Yelecha is they appreciated that Noichiv L'Yelecha was genuine. So Yidua, the Chinuch, the Charedim, they say that the time of Kibbutz Avayim, the Indian is, it's a Karas HaTov. And that's why it's always very often compared Kibbutz Avayim, Hukash Kvod, Kibbutz Avayim, L'Kvod HaMokar, because when one's able to work on Kibbutz Avayim towards one's parents, on Hakaras HaTov towards one's parents, then that brings a person to Hakaras HaTov to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Somebody once asked me a question, maybe 3 years ago, a question that threw me. He said to me, he told me he finds it very hard having Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, why? So he told me, very honestly, he said, you know, if somebody works hard to give you something, then you know it's come out of their pocket, it's hard, hard work. So you appreciate it. What are you really appreciating? You're appreciating the effort that they put in to give you whatever they gave you. If somebody gives you something and it doesn't come with any effort at all, you appreciate it less. See, I don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Li'a Kesef Li'azor. Yeah. So what's the answer? What's the answer? It's wrong. Of course it's wrong. The question, what's the answer? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not for what somebody, the effort the person put in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for the actual thing that you got. And however little the person put in, but when you have something from a person, that is genuine, that is real HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that even if a mamza is mechuyev b'kibbutz, which one, I can't think of a more extreme example of an act of selfishness of a parent that brought a mamza, and yet the mamza is chayav b'kibbutz. Imagine the father was mezana, he brought a mamza, and the mamza is chayav b'kibbutz. Why? Because your father gave you a life. My father gave me. My father was trying to give me. Your kibbutz is for what you got, for the actual thing that you have. It doesn't matter what the intentions of the person that gave you. That's what the Umas HaOlam saw. The Umas HaOlam couldn't understand. Why should we have a Karas HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? when they saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechayev kibud avayim, so it's a whole different outlook. That means that I'm a chuyev, nothing to do with what my father gave me, nothing to do with anything, just for the actual, the etzem nesina, the etzem thing that I got. Kivin Shirah, then when they saw that, then Hoyle Dibrish Rishon, they appreciated the value of the thing that they got in itself, and they were moida to the Dibrish Rishonis. Shulim Wumi Zeichel El Hashem, the Schus Mitzvah Kivin Damaim, Mani Arichel Amecha, Vazel Rabah. Shalom Aleichem.